This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C., this is the Rock on the Money podcast, episode 133. I'm talking about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out at Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey, Amanda.
Yes, Craig.
Before you say what you want to say, because you got something. I just want to remind people, please like, follow, share the Rock on the Money Facebook page because we've started the live streams on there. So I want to try and pick a regular schedule on that, at least do like three short, like 30 minute episodes. And if you wanted to call in Amanda at any time when I'm live, and I'm trying to figure out what the best time is to catch most people, but it's on demand. So we take live questions from the chat room. And I'll hit a topic. Usually topics are questions people send me or they send me like their 401k. And then I'll dissect it live so people can see how I do that to throw my opinions on that. I think, but I'm not going to use people's names and numbers, but people usually will send me their 401ks, Amanda. Uh-huh. What should I do with this? It's easier to show that visually how I compare the different funds and stuff. That's what I do. Go to facebook.com/rockonthemoney and follow and hit the bell. Hit the follow, hit the bell. There's a bell on there. That way you get notified when we're live. There you go. Yeah. And send us your questions and we'll include them in this podcast and also on the live version. There you go. We're expanding on it. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know what? I wanted to ask you, with everything opening up and going back to normal, have you scheduled any travel yet?
No. No, I haven't. I want to, though.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. The only place I want to go was Philadelphia to get my cheesesteaks.
And you still haven't. So you still have nasty gas in your car. Well, at this point, you better keep that gas in your car.
No. I got down to a third of the tank. No, I was able to fill it up. So it's now diluted with fresh gas. We weren't really affected by that gas thing a week or two ago. We have only 11% of our gas stations.
See, yeah, you know, this will probably come to a shock to everyone else in the country, but Floridians lost their minds.
Wait a minute, you what?
We were like, there was no gas anywhere to be found, even though, like, we're not even near the pipeline.
I know this is late and people have already seen all the photos and everything, but looking at all those photos of people with their gas cans and their trash bags filling up gas.
And they're clear, like, thin trash bags filled with gasoline.
They all look like Floridians. I'm not going to say anything, but they all look like old retirees with
he's
sandals.
He's not going to say anything, but then he says it.
But I say it anyway. But they all look like retirees from Florida.
Yes.
You know.
Or the people of Walmart type things.
Yeah, that was weird. I saw several vehicles burned up too.
Yeah. I mean, luckily I have a hybrid, but no gas to be found. I couldn't fill my car with gas right now if I wanted to.
That's weird how Florida got affected so well because you're right near the oil wells. That doesn't make any sense.
It's so stupid. It's like no one learned a darn thing from the great TP outage of 2020. That was also self-created.
Well, you know what? This is how it's kind of related back to money is people panic. For no reason. And it's just like the stock market because it's been going up. It's been going down. People are panicking. Don't look. It's fine. Just keep doing what we say. Don't panic. Don't buy your toilet paper. Don't fill up your trash bags with gasoline. Relax. Take a deep breath. Stop looking at your investments, guys. If you do what we tell you to do, you will be fine in the long run. I know you hate this word guarantee, Amanda. Historically, it has been proven for decades through world wars, through recessions, through terrorist attacks. What we say works.
Yeah.
It's almost guaranteed, Amanda. I know you're a lawyer. It's almost. Show me a point in history where it does not work.
Yeah. Like, just pause and think logically for a minute.
right.
In what realm would the U.S. ever go more than like a week without gasoline?
Exactly.
Trust me, the U.S. is so gasoline dependent. There are contingency plans in place. It's not going to be happening for very long.
We have emergency stockpiles of fuel. We have all that stuff. Yes.
Even when there's a huge hurricane.
Right. Gas stations are out for a week because they have no power.
They're out, but we can get more gasoline.
Right.
You just need a reasonable amount of gasoline in your tank to get by for a week.
Yeah, just stop driving all over the place. I mean,
gas station to gas station, burning your gas to look for more gas.
Yeah. You've learned how to live in your house for a year. Just go back to pandemic level. Just sit in your house. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Well, that's just it, is people are hoarding. Like, this is actually more serious than toilet paper because people were panic buying and hoarding gasoline. Guess what? Ambulances, they pull up to the same gas pumps. So now if all these pumps are out of gas, people literally could die.
Yeah. Wow. Now you made me all depressed.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Stop being selfish, everyone.
Oh, my God. And stop panicking. Jeez. What are we going to do when something really happens in this country? Yeah. I mean, that's what this really comes down to. I'm scared for our people.
There's no decency. No decency.
My God. When we have a real disaster, what are we going to do? Oh, my God.
Question one. All right, let's move on before I get angry. How do you research the lifetime performance of a mutual fund versus the S&P 500?
Hey, I just talked about this. Hey, if you watch our live streams, you can see me doing that live. I'll show you. It's really simple. Man, this is kind of how I do it. It sounds so rudimentary. People are like, wait a minute, that's all you do? But yeah, it's pretty much how I do it and how a lot of people do it. I literally, Amanda, go to finance.yahoo.com. It's a free tool that anybody can access. It's super simple. You can go in there and type in the symbol of your mutual fund. Can you pick one real quick? What would be a VINIX or?
Or how about VOO?
VOO. There you go. So if you look at your workplace, your 401k your 401k, and you have to find mutual funds that actually have a symbol next to it. It's called a CUSIP symbol. It's 3 to 5 letters. If you take those letters and put in the search on Yahoo Finance, boom, the whole thing about your fund comes up. Boom. So you'll see the top stocks that are involved in that, blah, blah, blah. It really tells you everything, the long-term, short-term performance of this fund. So then if you click on the thing charts, I'm going to show this live on our live streams. And then you can do you click on comparison and S&P 500 is sitting right there. Click on that and you have two lines. So one line is your fund. One line is the S&P fund. The only thing I care about, Amanda, when I search, if I'm looking through all your mutual funds in a 401k, is that fund above or below that S&P 500 line? And if it's short-term, medium, and long-term, beats the S&P 500, guess what? I like it.
Fine.
If it's below line, don't like it. That's literally how easy it is. Does it outperform it?
Briefly also talk about, because I see people get really distracted by the cost associated with the funds, the management costs.
Yeah, this is my simplistic view on that as well. Look, if that sucker's beating the S&P 500, I'll pay them the fee. I don't get hung up on fees because people do get hung up on fees, Amanda. They say, well, this has this has a 0.65 ratio and the S&P 500 index only has a 0.01. Look, if that sucker's making me thousands and thousands of dollars more than S&P 500, I'll pay that all day long, Amanda. Yeah. I'm good with it. People get way too hung up on fees if it's beating. Now, if you're paying these high fees, and a lot of people do, and it's not even meeting a simple S&P 500, which can be a no-cost fund with some companies, you are doing it wrong. That's what this comes down to. If I can get a free fund that makes me money and beats all the other funds, which is what we're trying to teach you guys. The S&P 500 actually beats 70% of all the other mutual funds. 70%, Amanda. So there's only 30% of the funds by study after study that can beat on a regular basis, short, medium, long term, the S&P 500. That's what we're looking for. If you have any of those in your 401k or your IRA that you've picked, you're doing good. That's what we want to do. It's that simple, Amanda. If you do that for the rest of your working life, You'll be fine. You're beating most other people because you kept it simple. You don't have to look at it every day. You can sleep at night because you are doing everything you could possibly do. That's it.
That's it.
It's literally that easy. Hey, question number two for Savvy Savings.
Yeah. Anyone have Mint Mobile? I'm looking to switch from Verizon.
Looks like they're just concerned about their phone bill. They want to get a lower cost carrier.
Yeah, which is, you know, always smart to do some shopping around from time to time to see if there's a better option out there. Yep. I don't have Mint Mobile. Craig and I believe, use the same thing. We're both on T-Mobile.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Mint Mobile piggybacks on T-Mobile's cellular network.
Yeah. And here, all those low-cost carriers, which are bargain, like Boost and Mint, and they are lower cost, and they're still using the same network. The difference between them, on a roundabout way, is the prioritization on the network. If you're paying full price, like you and I are both on T-Mobile, we get priority over, what's the one that T-Mobile sells as a discount? Well, Mint is one.
Mint Mobile.
We would get priority over them.
Literally just talked about that 30 seconds.
Yeah. And I'm not even the blonde one here.
Ouch.
But the T-Mobile, if we're paying the full, we're getting prioritization on the network. It would be like Xfinity internet in your home or the Comcast business. You're on the same internet line, but the Comcast business people get priority over the home user on Xfinity. So you're paying less, but you're also doing it. Now, if none of that requires you, most people, Amanda, do not need priority on the phone.
Yeah.
You're not doing heavy data because you're not out in the field on a job site where you have to connect your phone to your laptop and get internet. And
emergency calls always get priority. Just so everyone's clear, like 911, don't worry, it's going to go through.
Yeah. Public safety is on a different, as a result of 9/11, public safety cell phones are a different prioritization than everyone else. They learned that from 9/11. So that's something that's different. So, if you, most people, 95% of people could get these lower cost providers with no problem. So I don't know. What was Mint, like 10 bucks, 20?
I think it's a little bit more, maybe 25, I don't know, 15, 25. It depends on what you want. So there you go. It's low cost.
Yeah. And how much data you can use.
Mm-hmm. But it's definitely better than like $60 a line. You know, it's a fraction.
Yeah. I will tell you one thing my neighbor noticed, and a lot of people, because I've been a video streamer for 15 years. The biggest data hog is your video. So if you like watching video on your phone and you like to stream and video call everybody, because I see everyone doing it now because they've learned they have webcams now and everything. People do video now. That will eat up your data more than anything. So if you need data, you need unlimited, you could easily bypass your data cap and be paying huge dollars. Like people on Comcast Xfinity are realizing that now.
Like if you spend all day looking at TikTok videos.
Hey, they're kind of funny. Question number three. I am wanting to go to college, but I'm unsure how to do it without taking out loans. What are some options to successfully graduate with no debt?
Well, so first of all, there's a book out there and you can get it on Amazon. I think we also have a link to it on our website.
We do. Yep.
We do. Yeah. It's called Debt Free Degree. And it has some great tips in there on how you can graduate from college without taking out loans and going into debt. So a couple of real basic things, but I'm not going to give you the whole book. Choose a school that you can afford. One, like if your budget indicates a nice, reasonable local state school with in-state tuition, then don't be sending applications into Yale and Harvard, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's one. Make sure you're applying for every single scholarship that you're eligible for. And trust me, I understand it's a lot of work. A lot of them ask for essays to accompany it, but you can kind of recycle your essays with a few tweaks here or there so that you have like one core essay and then just, customize it based on the specific questions of that scholarship. But there are thousands of dollars left on the table every single year just because there weren't applicants for this particular scholarship. So make sure you're applying for those. Work if you can, even part-time throughout school. I mean, I paid most of my way through school and took out very low loans just to cover things that, you know, I couldn't pay for out of pocket. And then if you are taking loans, which is like the last resort, make sure it's only going to bare minimum expenses. And I think back when I was in college, there were a couple of guys in one of my classes who used their student loans to buy like Mercedes, you know.
Oh,
it's just
wow.
The dumbest thing you ever saw. So yeah, you don't need a Mercedes. You just need to pay for your tuition.
There you go.
And then live frugally.
Frugally.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go to those colleges because your parents went there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to WGU online. You don't have to go to Alabama because you're a fan of the football team.
Yeah.
We could spend all day on this. Hey, I have another one for you, but we got to take a break.
Okay.
And these are two questions great for you. So we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock of the Money with Amanda and Craig. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/rockonthemoney. Hit the follow, hit the bell to be notified when we're live, taking your questions live on there. It's a little side thing on the weekdays. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In addition to the podcast, so showing you
bonus.
Live, bonus, bonus, but we really need the follows and the bells. Follow, the bell notifies you when we're live. Or you can just watch it on demand. Hey, question number 4. This is for you again. Being that active duty military moves around every couple of years, is it still a good idea to pay more on the mortgage principal in attempt to pay it off sooner? We don't know if we're keeping or selling the house when we move. Please advise.
Yes, yes. Always pay it down more. If you pull out your monthly statement and just look at how much you're paying in interest, basically money down a garbage disposal, that will motivate you to pay down the principal because it'll reduce your interest payment each month. So yes, absolutely. There's no downside to paying off your mortgage early, no matter what your situation is. If you end up moving sooner, great. You have more equity that you're going to be able to cash out. It's not like the money just disappears. It actually goes towards equity in your home. So I don't see a downside at all. Do you, Craig?
No, no. Hey, what do you say? We talked about this briefly before. What do you say about people who don't want to pay down their mortgage because the interest rate is so low and they'd rather use that to invest?
Well, so the interest rate, yes, is low, but it's all relative. If interest on a couple $100,000 is a small percentage, but you have a very high percentage return on just, you know, $10,000. If you look at the actual hard cash that's at stake, you're probably losing money, is my guess.
Because how much interest do you pay on a house? Let's say a $300,000 mortgage at 2%.
It's probably between $700 and $1,000 a month.
Yeah, and the
I mean, obviously it depends on what your outstanding balance still is, but if that's your balance around 300,000, it's actually, if it's around 300,000, yeah, it's probably close to $1,000 a month.
And then if you don't pay it off early, I think what I'm getting at is if you just pay it off, like do a 30-year mortgage and you only do the 30-year, how much interest do you think you pay over 30 years on $300,000?
Hundreds of thousands.
So which is the better investment? Get rid of that debt. And then you can actually put more money into investing that's why the baby steps are formatted that way. Because once you pay off the mortgage, then you go back to baby step four and you throw even more money into investments. But then you have money you can play with as well because you're debt-free completely. Debt-free. So you're investing more and you get to play more and live like no one else.
Yeah. So I guess the other part was that they don't know if they're selling or keeping the house when they move. So maybe that's why they're wondering because the equity that they put into it, they wouldn't be able to use to turn around and buy a new house right away. So I can see that as being a question, but the real question is then, do you also have a savings account set aside for a down payment on something else if that's the route that you're going to go?
So you're the wife of a military. Okay. So
this question comes up every time.
Right. So
are we going to keep the house and rent it out or are we going to sell? Yes, it comes up every time.
But the thing is, you keep building equity if you just keep paying the mortgage and throw more into it, like you said. Right. Even though you're leaving, how many years? What, every 3 years or something like that is?
Yeah, pretty much 2 to 3 years.
So even so, keep paying more on the mortgage because you're still building equity and you keep building up a bigger, bigger nest egg that you put in the next house and the next house. And eventually, hopefully you're debt free. Or like you said, you keep the house and rent it.
Right. So. Yeah. So the question here is probably how are they going to make sure that they have money to purchase somewhere else if they keep this house? Yeah.
Well, if they keep putting money in the principal, you will have more and more money every time you move.
Yeah, but they're saying they might not sell the house.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Question number five. Whoop, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Question number five. I'm very excited to start investing in a Roth IRA. Currently, I do not have anything set up. Where do you suggest you just set one up? Does it matter?
Yeah, so we recommend our three low-cost providers, Vanguard, Fidelity, and Charles Schwab. And out of the three, I don't think it matters where you set it up.
Because they're the low-cost ones, yeah. So
yeah, just do it. Like, if you're excited, start doing it. Don't overthink it.
It takes like matter. 5 minutes on a website.
Yeah.
You literally, it's like signing up for a cell phone plan. Just go on the website, fill out the thing, put your bank thing in there, and you're done. Put some money in there.
Trust me, they make it easy because they want your money. So just go to the website and sign up.
They're low cost because they're very efficient at getting you in there and they want your business. They're beating everyone else and it's great to have low cost competition and they, it's great, but yeah, go ahead.
Just make sure once you open your Roth IRA account and fund it, like you put money into the Roth IRA account, don't forget the next step to actually select investments within that account. Otherwise it's not going to be making money.
Common mistake. People just put money in a Roth IRA and said, why didn't it go up? Because you didn't invest it.
Yeah. My IRA doesn't make any money. Well, it's because it's not actually invested until you make investment selections. And that would be something like the S&P 500 index fund that we often speak about.
Okay, so this next question is basically the same thing. So here we go. Hey, guys, currently on baby step four. Hey, congratulations, by the way. Looking to open up a Roth IRA for account for my wife. Any suggestions on where to open it up?
Yeah, ditto. But also, just for our listeners, baby step four means that they've paid off all of their debt, including student loans, including car loans, everything except for their mortgage on their primary residence.
There you go.
And they have a fully funded emergency fund for 3 to 6 months worth of their expenses.
Right. That's the key on this question is make sure we're doing the baby steps, guys.
Yeah. Until you get those steps taken care of, then it's not appropriate for you to be worrying about these Roth IRAs.
Any investing. We stop all investing until we do all this other stuff, pay off all the debt.
You can get excited about Roth IRAs.
And guys, I love the questions, but please don't send me a thing and say I'm debt free except for my car loan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not debt free.
Yeah. Please don't say that. Here's the other thing, Amanda. I'm debt free except for my mortgage. I was like, well, do you have a car loan? Yeah, I'm almost done with that. I'm like, okay, well, that's still done.
Oh, do you have student loans? Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I still have that.
Like, but those are good debt. So I don't count it. I hear that.
Right. Yeah. There is no such thing as good debt, people. I don't know. That's America corporate trying to get you. No, all debt out. 0% is still debt. I battle people with this all the time. Debt is debt. Plain simple. Easy. So thank you so much, Amanda. That was great. And don't forget, check us out on those live streams, guys. Check out those live at facebook.com/rockonthemoney.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. America's Rockland USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.